USA every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. Welcome aboard, gang. David Essel in the box with you every Saturday. Of course, you are tuned into America's Positive Radio Show, celebrating 23 years on the air. And what we do here is so damn unique because the whole purpose of the program is to lift you higher, to help you get to the highest level in regards to your finances, your love life, your body, your spiritual path, whatever it is that you want to excel at in your existence. That's what we've been doing for 23 years, and we're proud to be part of the iHeart Premier Clear Channel Radio Network. For all of our new listeners here today, all of our shows from the past many years are available at our website, talkdavid.com. So if you ever miss anything or you want to get inspired during the week and listen to some of our past phenomenal guests, please feel free, tune in, hang out at talkdavid.com, and you can listen at your leisure. And we have an email that I'm going to read you the question, and then I'm going to go to our guests and then tell you the answer to it from one of our listeners. How do I stay on path with goals when I see no change after working my blank off for 3 straight months? I'm going to give you the answer to that in a minute. Oh, my gosh, what a lineup we have. Diane Collins is back with us. Do you quantum think? New thinking that will rock your world. Whenever Diane is with us, it's always rocking. She gives us ideas and thoughts. And we're going to talk with Diane tonight mainly about money. How do you change your mindset to change the money that you want to make? I'm excited to go over that with Diane. Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. is back with us again. His book, Living a Life of Awareness, Daily Meditations on the Toltec Path. Of course, Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. is the son of Don Miguel Ruiz, the author of the famous series of books, The Four Agreements. And now his son, Jr., who's been on our show multiple times, is just rocking this world with his own thoughts on life, his own thoughts on being centered, slowing down, focusing. So excited to have him back. Arielle Ford, oh my Lord, the soulmate connection girl, the love goddess. She is back with us, and she's created a new series, the Art of Love series. It's going to be a free online program, which yours truly, myself, is included with Deepak Chopra and many, many, many other people. Last year, 70,000 people took advantage of the Art of Love series online, and this year they're going to probably double that. And we are excited to have Arielle on to talk about that program as well. So how do I stay on path? How do you stay on path with your goals when you don't see any changes? Now, this came in. They didn't say what their goal was. They said they've worked their blank off for 3 months. They have had seen no changes. There's no validation from the outside world. And this is a bear, isn't it? This is a bear. This is one of the toughest things that when you are really working hard and you don't see the weight loss, you don't see the money coming in, you don't see anything at all whatsoever, you don't see the new relationship, you're going, what the heck is going on, right? I'm working my tail off. There's no cash coming in above and beyond what I've been making. I don't see any weight come off. I don't see the new guy or girl in my life. So what do you do? Well, number one is you've got to make sure that what you're doing in regards to working your butt off is actually important steps into the uncomfortable. A lot of times people will think they're working really hard. Let me give you an example. So we have about probably 2 to 3 spots open every week, at the least every other week, for new clients coming in. So people graduate from our coaching programs, whether it's about love and relationships or sobriety or making money, whatever it is. So we have a couple people moving on, and then, of course, that opens up a couple spots. And when we look at doing the uncomfortable, I was working 3 weeks ago with new real estate agents that came in and wanted to increase their business. And I said to them, and they were stymied. They were saying, you know, we're working our tails off. So I had them chart the number of hours they put in. I said, how many hours are you working a day on your business? And both of them said at least 8 to 10 hours a day. So we did a chart, and this is where it gets really interesting. Our perception is not reality in many cases. So they were working 4 hours a day. They thought they were working 8 to 10 hours a day, but when we actually charted real work, not chatting with people in the office, not on Facebook, not on Twitter, not on whatever, right? Half of their day was work and the other half was not. So, you know, that's when I say you have to look and say, is your plan into the uncomfortable? Are you actually doing steps that are worthwhile, and are you stretching yourself? So that's number one as to a reason why after 3 months of working hard, you might not be working that hard. Do you have a partner or a coach that you're checking in with every week. That's the type of work that we do, accountability partnership, where we take people and make sure that they're following through. Because without that, once again, you might think you're doing more work than you actually are. Is the goal that you've set something that you really want to achieve, or are you doing it for someone else? If you're trying to achieve a goal for, and you've been working, let's say, hard for the last 3 months, but your heart isn't in it, you're doing it because your partner wants you to, or your family or a friend or whatever, that could be a reason you're not seeing outside validation as well. And the last thing I'm going to mention is your attitude. You know, sometimes people work really hard, but if they're not passionate about the changes that they're trying to make and really into it mentally, they could be missing key steps on a daily basis that they have to take. So you might be working a lot of hours, but it's not productive work. It's busy work. But if you're really excited about the work that you're doing, then the odds are you're going to do the steps. You're going to take the steps that are really needed to be taken. Does that make sense? Call us, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. If there's anything I can do to help you get more clear on achieving your goals, or you can always text us at 941-266-7676. I'm going to get to some of your texts and your emails here. I love this part of the show because I'll tell you, some of them are very fascinating. Some are really interesting. Some we cannot read on the air. We have several that came in I'm going to answer privately because we just couldn't read them on the air. I'm a 31-year-old female, single for 6 years. So the last time she was in a relationship, 25 years of age. Very, very fit, in the gym 6 days a week, low body fat, and I'm successful. My mom says I'm gorgeous, so I must be. And then she put a wink. What the hell gives? I've watched all your videos on YouTube. I need you to coach me to find a great guy. Where does a single person meet their match? Great. Before I forget, tomorrow, Sunday, listen, I know you're listening because this didn't come in too long ago. Join our three-hour seminar, Love and Relationships. It's only $27 for 3 hours. You can join us via teleconference from anywhere in the USA. Go to talkdavid.com for $27. It's so worth it. Sign up right now. And you'll be a part of the three-hour seminar tomorrow. And I'll give you some information right now to help you answer this, but we're going to talk a lot more tomorrow on it. All right. Now, if you haven't found your match and you're gorgeous and you're fit and you're successful, everything you say, let's believe that your mom is true, you go online. And people give Match.com and eHarmony and Plenty of Fish and all these other sites, these dating sites, you know, they give when people are talking about you got to be kidding me. But really, truly, they're not a waste of time. If you're looking for a great match, you might be surprised. If you're really busy, you don't have a lot of time to be out in the scene, wherever the scene is these days, or if you're not into drinking or partying or dancing or whatever it might be, that's number one, without a doubt. Number two, a church or a spiritual center is often a place that we have guided our clients to find. Now, I want to tell you something interesting. 5 years ago, a woman came into my office and sat down with a very similar thing. You know what? I'm a great catch, and I haven't found the great guy, and so I was joking around, half joking, half not, and I said to her, why don't you take a class that will have all men in it? And she looked at me and she shook her head. She said, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. And I said, I know it probably sounds stupid, but it's going to work. So she went and listen to this. She joined a small engine repair class. Okay, now here's a woman with nails. You know, she's like really one of those little, what do you call them? Like, I don't want to say anything kind of negative. She's a girly girl. There we go. It's not a negative. It's just, you know, she was one of those girls that all, you know, makeup perfect, nails perfect, blah, blah, blah. And so she said, look at my fingernails, a small engine repair class. She goes in and she joins one. This is such a funny story. And I'm working with her while she's going to the class. And of course, every guy in there is helping her learn the parts of this small engine and all this. And eventually, every guy asked her out. And I'm going to give you the answer of what happened next right after this break. Because some of these crazy ideas to find the love of your life may not be so crazy after all. Hey, all this information at TalkDavid.com, videos, blogs, and more, TalkDavid.com. 1-800, our toll-free number right now, 1-800-548-TALK. Our text number, 941-266-7676. Text me, call me, come on, we're going to rock. I'm David Essel. Stay there. know that in just 3 hours, your life can be radically changed? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. Every month, we offer a low-cost, three-hour seminar that you can join from anywhere in the USA for only $27. Our life-changing topics range from financial freedom to love and relationships, as well as our motivational seminar, Change Your Life Now. Visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com right now and sign up for only $27.
Need toner? The Toner Kings sells all leading brands of toner cartridges to hundreds of businesses across the country and Fortune 500 companies like Lockheed Martin, American Red Cross, and Excellus Blue Cross, just to name a few. Just head online to thetonerkings.com. Order toner and save up to 60% off dealer pricing with their 100% guarantee. You can try a new cost-effective toner solution with no risk. Visit thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
Never miss a week of inspiration by joining David Essel's Text Club right now. You can listen to David Essel live from anywhere in the world right on your smartphone if you text right now, Talk David, to 69302. Text Talk David, all one word, to 69302. And we're going to send you a link before the show starts every week so you can listen live all over the world to David Essel live. Get inspired right now by joining David Essel's Text Club. Text Talk David to 69302. Talk David to 69302.
Clients who have worked one-on-one with Master Life Coach David Essel are learning how to change their lives.
Just 3 years ago, I went through David Essel's life coaching program, and I started my own business. Since then, it's blossomed into a worldwide audience through the University of Moms. I've written 2 books, and I have a business I really love. Thanks, David, for all your support. You rock.
Client success has come from focus and accountability with David, and the same can happen for you. Life coaching programs start at under $200, so visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com.
What do you really want out of life? What would make you really happy? I'm David Essel, author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, yours at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Life is short, and it's getting shorter every day. Are you finished procrastinating over your biggest goals in life? Would you like to finally make a lot more money or lose that extra fat to create more success and actually feel more successful? It's time to stop talking about goals and actually achieve them. Master Life Coach David Essel can help you accomplish your biggest goals in life. David is the one to help you right now. Let's change your life. Visit TalkDavid.com today. That's TalkDavid.com.
Would you like to learn the secrets of the most successful people in life to radically change your life and then help others do the same? Hi, I'm David Essel. Since 1996, we've been teaching people from all over the world how to become certified life coaches. These classes can be done in person or via teleconference from anywhere in the USA, and we even offer these life-changing courses via a one-on-one option. Our certification is so effective that it's the only one offered in the USA on a college campus. Visit LifeCoachUniverse.com. That's LifeCoachUniverse.com.
Let's face it, it's really hard to make major life changes by ourselves. How many times have we said that we're ready to make more money, stop procrastinating on our goals, get into shape, or maybe even go deeper on our spiritual path? Yet we woke up today, and again, nothing has changed. For 25 years, Master Life Coach David Essel has helped thousands of people accomplish their biggest goals. They finally transform their lives. Now it's your turn. Visit TalkDavid.com. Work one-on-one with Master Life Coach David Essel. TalkDavid.com.
By the way, because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Oh, yeah, Brock, don't you love that song? Thank you, Nathan, for playing that. If You're Happy, Clap Along. Perfect for David Essel Live. Broadcasting live out of Studio E in Los Angeles, California. Welcome aboard, gang. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. Call us if you have questions or comments. I want to welcome a bunch of listeners that have been texting us in. Very, very cool. From Seattle, North Carolina, Minnesota, New York City, San Diego. Yeah, gang. And listen, we've got all your texts coming in, and they're awesome. You can call us as well, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548. Text number, or 1-800-548-TALK is the call. Text number 941-266-7676. Text 941-266-7676. So I was talking before the break about this 31-year-old woman. She writes in, single for 6 years, very fit, very successful. Her mom says she's gorgeous. And she's single, and she says, what the hell gives? I've watched your videos on YouTube. Coach me on your show to finding a great guy. Where does one who is single meet their match? And so I was talking about these different places. Obviously, online dating services are hot, and they're effective. We've talked in the past about how to use them, and I'm sure I'll get a chance later on in the show or next week to talk about how to actually use the online dating services so you're not wasting your time. Church, and then I was telling this story about a client 5 years ago. Just absolutely loved to share this story. This woman comes in, and very similar to the person that I wrote, or who wrote in that I just read. And I encouraged her to go to a class that would be filled with 100% guys. So we selected this small engine repair class, and this is a girl who wears pink. She's a girly girl, pretty nails. So she goes in, and while she's taking this class, the class was like 12 weeks long, she keeps coming into our sessions every week. And every week she's coming in going, oh, my gosh, these guys are all over me. You know, it's like she goes, it's really flattering, but it's a little overwhelming. There's 30 guys in the class plus me. And so, you know, they're all willing to help. Well, she ended up going out on dates with several of them, and none of them were a match at all. Not one even close. And then towards the end of the class, this guy, the only one of the 30 guys in the class that hadn't slobbered all over her, sort of comes up at the end of the class after she, I don't want to say shot down, but said no thank you to all these other guys that had asked her out and said, hey, I don't know if you want to, you know, get together for coffee or whatever. Bingo. And she even said, and I've got another text later on I'm going to read about this whole finding a soulmate thing, but she even said, you know what, David, if there was anyone in the class that I initially would have thought was not my match, it was him. He was too quiet, and I like outgoing guys. And she said, I've had a tendency to date the bad boys in the past, and this guy just wasn't a match for me. So I thought, in a small engine repair class, my client finds the love of her life. Don't give up. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. Text us, 941-266-7676. Okay, do you mind switching topics from love to attitude? No, I don't. Is a poor attitude genetically based? I say yes, as my family are all that way. My boyfriend and I are listening to you right now, and he bet me to text you. He says, no way, we need your input. And the answer is no way. I hate to tell you this because you're going to be disappointed. Your boyfriend is correct. Listen, if there are odds out there in regards to attitude in a family being genetically passed down, a bad attitude in a family being genetically passed down, like diabetes or some other type of a disease, high blood pressure can be passed down, but most of it is still lifestyle. Even diabetes that has a genetic link can be mainly lifestyle. Attitude is almost all lifestyle driven. It really is. The environment drives our attitude. So if you grew up in a household where there was a lot of gossip, a lot of conspiracy talk, a lot of news watching, a lot of arguing, a lot of martyrdom, a lot of victimhood, all that kind of stuff, then you're going to have a crappy attitude. And you're going to think it's genetic because everyone else in the family has it, but it's environmentally based. So what do? We have to watch what we watch. We have to watch what we listen to. We have to watch who we hang out with. And I know you're listening, so listen. To the woman that wrote this in, listen. You may have to limit the amount of exposure to your family for a while. You truly may have to limit the amount of exposure. You have to maybe have to limit what you watch on TV that you're used to watching, what you listen to on the radio, except for our show. Seriously, and I mean that seriously. Hey, listen, we have so many listeners that during the week will go back into the archives of all of our radio shows. They're all archived. Nathan puts them up every day at 9 o'clock at night, every Saturday, 9 o'clock Eastern time. All the shows are going to be archived from today. But we go back years. You could literally listen for the rest of your life, probably. So that's what I would do. Poor attitudes are, I'm never going to say they're 100% genetic, or even rarely based on genetics. Never. No, 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 no. Environment. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. And our text number, 941-266-7676. Oh, man, this is a great one. How long should the average lovemaking session be? My husband and I, my husband loves to make love for 30 to 60 minutes. I'm one of those hit and run lovers, 10 to 15 minutes max, David. I know that'll make you laugh. It does. Hit and run lovers. Oh, my God. Is there a right amount? This is on an average night. I'm looking for an answer. Well, okay, number one, whatever works. If your husband loves to make love for 30 to 60 minutes and you are into it for 10 to 15 minutes, you guys can compromise. And you can say, listen, on Saturdays and Sundays, we'll make love longer. During the week, let's do the hit and run theory. You know, I would totally back that. Talk it up. Talk openly about it. Switch it up. Don't get into a rut. You know, that's one of the things when we work with couples that have been together for, God, it could be 6, 8 months, 10 months, or it could be 15, 20, 30 years, and they're bored in their sex life. It usually means that they're not paying attention to their partner's needs, because let me tell you this. If your partner's needs are getting met, the odds of you having a boring sex life is almost non-existent. Doesn't that make sense? If your partner's needs are being met, the odds of having a boring sex life are non-existent. And the key is to figure out what your partner's needs are. So for this woman that just wrote in, if your husband really likes the 30 to 60 minutes, then give him that. Tell him you want to please him. You want to give that to him, right? And just say, but it won't be during the week, honey, because I just don't have the energy. I don't have the time. I don't have whatever. But, you know, every Saturday or every Sunday, yes, we'll do that. Give, because that'll keep him fired up. And then for if your husband is listening right now and you know that during the week your wife loves just to hit and run 10 to 15 minutes and that's enough, then do that for her. Don't beat her up about it. Don't say, I wish we could do more and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But, you know, compromise, right? It's all about compromise. It's all about, like, making sure your partner's needs are getting met. I love to talk about these things with my clients because it's something that we don't talk enough about. Now, let me tell you this. When you ask about what's the average, on average, 20 to 30 minutes is what the average couple takes to make love. And that's kissing and foreplay and everything else. But the emotional foreplay should be hours long. Text from work. Text before you leave the house. Text before you leave the driveway. Erotic text. I'll get into that another time. Coming up, Diane Collins, Do You Quantum Think? We're going to talk about how to change your thinking to change your money. I love it. 1-800-548-TALK. All the information you can need at talkdavid.com. I'm David Essel. Stay right there.
So where you go, I follow, follow, follow.
Tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at talkdavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Ah, David Essel in the box with you every Saturday, celebrating 23 years, as a matter of fact, every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. I love that line. I can't remember to forget you. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Text us anytime during the show, 941 866-266-7676, 941-266-7676. So if you want to make more money, do you know you've got to shift your mindset first? But what do you shift it to? Is it just positive thinking? Do you just wake up in the morning and say, I'm a millionaire? Or I'm earning $100,000 this year when in the past I've only earned $30,000 or $40,000? How do you create more money with your mind? My guest coming back again, I love Diane Collins. I love this woman. She's got a great book, a great attitude, wonderful stories. Author of Do You Quantum Think? New thinking that will rock your world. We're going to find out what the heck do we do to change your money situation. Diane, welcome back.
Thank you so much, David. I've been enjoying the show, and I love being with you. Love you, too.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you're talking about love, sex. I hope the conversation about money is about as sexy as sex, right?
Oh, my gosh. Well, and, you know, I mean, as many people in this country that wish that they had more sex more frequently, there's just as many or more that wish they had more money more frequently, right?
Well, more money could get you more sex. No,
that's
I didn't say that. Now, that's not a quantum thing thought, is it? Maybe.
Well, you know, we might get back to that, Diane. I like that. hey, explain this. We've got 30 minutes here. We're going to get a lot in. But first, define what those words quantum thinking means.
Quantum thinking means thinking in sync with the way nature actually works rather than the way it doesn't. And I'll tell you what I mean by that, because I make a distinction between the old way, old worldview of thinking, which came from the machine age, the industrial age, and the new worldview of thinking, the quantum age, which we're in now. What's the difference? Well, the old way had us thinking linear in a literal box, you know, thinking
yes.
about have all the circumstances lined up. In order to get something to happen, you have to push or pull on circumstances. And if the circumstances look like obstacles, then it looks hopeless or, you know, hard. Whereas when you're quantum thinking, actually the universe doesn't work that way. According to science and according to all spiritual traditions, universal wisdom, as you said about the mindset, it's a mind-based reality, not a physical matter-based. Physical is the world we live in, yes, but it's multidimensional. So everything that was ever invented or done by humankind was started first in mind, as a thought, as
right.
an intent.
Right, right. And so when we're looking at in the world of money, the old, let's go and give an example, Diane, of the old world mindset regarding making more money.
Okay. The old world mindset would be that you, and I think this is still going on. And by the way, when I say the old world mindset, it's not personal. I want to say, you know, take the guilt and whatever else, however you make yourself wrong in any way, let's eliminate that for everyone right now, David,
sure.
right?
Sure.
And, you know, because this is really looking at that we were conditioned according to that those old scientific beliefs, which have now, of course, been proven mostly wrong. So an old way of looking at money is you might think it became habitual. You know, when you think of something mechanical, you have these habitual, mechanical kind of thoughts, the way that you approach something, almost automatic. And more than that, we have habits of emotion that underlies those thoughts. So the old way might be, you think, you know what? I have my own business, or I want to start my own business. Let's say somebody who has their own business, because I have a really good story around this too.
Yeah.
But one of the things is that you have a business, and maybe, you know, you're making in, let's say you're making in the six figures. Let's
okay.
make us, you know, successful.
Yes.
And maybe you want to go to seven figures, right? You want to go in the
yeah.
$1 million and up range.
Right.
And you're thinking, well, how am I going to do that? And you're looking from, first of all, you're looking from your current perspective.
Right.
And you're looking from the past, and you're saying, well, I've never been able to do it. I've been in business 7 years. It haven't happened till now. You know, what makes me think I'm going to do? You have all these kind of automatic and mechanical thoughts. I call them, in quantum think, least action pathways, the least creative action, the way the thought goes, simply because it's been that route before, like a rut in your brain connection. And that's something very real. The good news is we can interrupt those thoughts by realizing from a quantum worldview, it's an energy in flux universe informed by intelligence. What does that mean? This is the difference. There's nothing static. The old worldview has kind of it's seeped in, sort of almost, you know, in the background of how we operate. Things are static. That's the way it is. That's the way my father is. That's the way my family was. So we'll never, you know, how can I ever extend myself more successful than anyone in my family's ever been?
Right.
So that's the old way, is you get stuck in that negative belief that you latch onto. So even if you come up with a new positive goal, you know, well, this year I'm going to make $5 million. Last year I made, you know, $100,000. This year I'm going to make $5 million. Well, if you are just putting that out like a positive thought, but it's on top of a negative belief that you are living in the background as if it's the truth. This is the difference between quantum thinking and positive thinking, David. It's always good to have positive thoughts, but you have to realize the fundamental quantum principle. There is no absolute fixed reality. That's the great news. That's what enables us to create. And what then, if there is no fixed reality and it's not based on the past, well, then what is it based on? It's based on how to use the faculties of mind, the most primary, the core principle being the power of intent. Intent as an activating force, an activation of the resonant field. What we emanate, we attract. What you were just talking about that with the woman who was looking for your client, looking for the partner. What you emanate, you attract. What you attract, you manifest. And this builds. So the first thing that we have to do is notice what are we resonating in our relationship with money, with the amount of money that we desire to have. And I do have a story about this.
And you know what? And we're going to go to a break in a minute here, Diane, and we're going to come back. When we come back, I want to talk about that resonation with money and the story that you have about the entrepreneurs that you worked with that in Palm Beach and how they ended up making more money. I want to get into that. And just before we go to this break, I want to share, you know, it's fascinating. When I have clients and real estate agents and all kinds of entrepreneurs, depending on what city and state they live in, they will base their prospective income on the coming year based on what that state, where it ranks in regards to real estate sales. Like they will put a ceiling, a self-imposed ceiling on what they can make because the average realtor in the state of Florida or state of California made this that last year.
That's
and
it.
All of a
circumstantially
sudden,
based. That's the old world view.
Thank you. That's the old world view. Hey, listen, we're talking with Diane Collins, author of the book, Do You Quantum Think? Her website is quantumthink.com. Right after this break, we're back with much more with Diane Collins. I'm David Essel, talkdavid.com. Stay right there. Did you know that in just 3 hours, your life can be radically changed? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. Every month, we offer a low-cost, three-hour seminar that you can join from anywhere in the USA for only $27. Our life-changing topics range from financial freedom to love and relationships, as well as our motivational seminar, Change Your Life Now. Visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com right now and sign up for only $27.
Never miss a week of inspiration by joining David Essel's Text Club right now. You can listen to David Essel live from anywhere in the world right on your smartphone if you text right now, TALK DAVID, to 69302. Text TALK DAVID, all one word, to 69302. And we're going to send you a link before the show starts every week so you can listen live all over the world to David Essel live. Get inspired right now by joining David Essel's Text Club. Text TALK DAVID to 69302. TALK DAVID to 69302.
Office machines and toner are a fact of life in every business. But why pay high dealer prices for your toner cartridges? Call the Toner Kings. They sell all toner cartridges for up to 60% less. The Toner Kings have been in business for over 18 years, and they offer free shipping and a 100% quality guarantee on every purchase. So head online to thetonerkings.com. That's thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at TalkDavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at TalkDavid.com. David.com.
Every man knows the importance of accomplishing goals regarding money, sex, fitness, and career. So which of these areas would you love to really excel at? Making more money, enhancing your sex life, getting a lean, strong body, or a better career? Master Life Coach David Essel has helped millions of men create the life of their dreams, and he's ready to do the same for you. Work with David one-on-one from anywhere in the USA. Right now, visit TalkDavid.com. You deserve what you desire. That's TalkDavid.com.
A dependency on alcohol, food, drugs, spending, or sex can destroy our attitude, motivation, and our relationships. If you're tired of the struggle with any dependency or addiction, today is the day to get focused on your healing. I'm David Essel, XM radio host, author, and master life coach. For over 20 years, we have helped people quickly release dependencies that have held them back for years. Freedom awaits. If you desire freedom, contact me now at TalkDavid.com. I'm personally in recovery for several addictions, and life free of these is amazing. Let's do it together. You're never alone in our proven programs. Today, make it happen at TalkDavid.com.
Money can't buy happiness, but it surely makes the ride much easier. I'm David Essel, author and master life coach. If you're frustrated over money or earning less than you desire, contact me now at TalkDavid.com. In our one-on-one programs, we'll help you to focus and create a plan to make the money you deserve and desire. And all of our programs are 100% guaranteed. Let go of the stress over money through our proven programs at TalkDavid.com. Today, decide to live life differently, and we'll help you to do it. Everything's at TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com.
Do you often feel like you've hit a dead end in life? Like no matter what you do, the challenges just keep coming back over and over again? Well, maybe it's time you read the inspirational book, Rockstar, Finding God's Purpose for Your Life. Rockstar, David Essel's sixth top-selling book, is a powerful parable that will give you the inspirational tools and strength needed to finally bring your life to a whole new level. Order Rockstar by David Essel for only $7.95 at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. The powerful book, offering a positive lift in our ever-challenging world.
If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? We were called.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
David Essel in the box with you every Saturday. Welcome aboard, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific, 800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Text us 941-266-7676. My guest, Diane Collins, author of the awesome book, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. Her website, quantumthink.com. We're talking money, attitude, changing. And Diane, in the next 10 minutes left of the show, I wanted to talk about the resonation with the money you desire, the group of entrepreneurs that you worked with. Briefly tell us that story. This is awesome.
Because in before the break, David, you brought up something, which is actually the last page of Do You Quantum Think. And by the way, I was saying, wait a minute, my website, I probably forgot to tell your producer that my website is DianeCollins.com. The QuantumThink.com is being taken down. So let me say that real quick. Diane with two N's, C-O-L-L-I-N-S.com.
Cool.
Okay, now, last page of the book, very simply, old world view, circumstance rules, new worldview, intent rules. Because you brought up, David, something very important, and that is where people look in the circumstances, you know, the difference between the industrial age thinking, the old worldview thinking, and new worldview, quantum age thinking, is that quantum age thinking is thinking from infinite possibility. And the only thing that interferes with that are those thoughts that we accept as, you know, truth when they're not. As you said, you look in the circumstances, your real estate clients, and they say, oh, in this state, the average income was X amount, so therefore that's all I can make. Where that is absolutely not the truth. It may be factual. It may have validity in the past. But going forward, you and I know we're always creating our reality anew, and it is an infinite possibility universe. That's a scientific fact. So what happened is we had worked with my husband, Alan Collins, who's a master quantum think coach, and for many years we've been delivering this work in corporations to entrepreneurs. Well, a few years ago, we had an interesting group of entrepreneurs, five husband and wife couples who were in business together. So we thought, you know, this is an interesting thing. Because we all got together, and this happened to be how the group was organized as couples in business together. So they all had these goals, right? We call them intended quantum results. What's a result that you want in your business, a measurable result financially, that would literally be a quantum leap for you, something discontinuous with the past, the patterns of the past. So they were saying, well, I want to make $10 million this year. I want to have my, you know, the revenue of the business be $20 million. They had these big, you know, super goals that were really a quantum leap. And, of course, as you know, they have to be grounded in reality. You can't just say, okay, I'm thinking this. This is the, you know, this is the mistake people make about what I call the natural faculties of mind. It's not like you, it's not cause and effect. That's old world view. You know, oh, I have a thought and instantly, you know, $10 million arrives. No, it doesn't work that way. You and I know. And I know you coach your clients that way. So anyway, I had this thought. I said, you know, we all live in South Florida. And so let's spend a weekend in Palm Beach and just see what you're resonating around money. Because let's face it, and people are familiar with the very, you know, the common terminology. I don't particularly use that in my book, but I do use the term resonance. But people know the law of attraction. And it has to do with, you know, resonance. It has to do with what resonates in a similar frequency range will attract, like attract likes in that way. So I said, if you have a goal that's $10 million this year, but you cannot, you're not resonating with what kind of a lifestyle that would be for you.
Right.
What kind of how you would be operating your business just from a daily operational standpoint. Like, you know, what resources would you be using if you were a $10 million business, et cetera, et cetera. So I said, let's go and get in touch with what are we resonating? Because if you're not in the right frequency range, and, you know, you hear these stories about people who, you know, they win the lottery or a lot of athletes I've known, you know, star athletes who at a very young age make a lot of money. And then, you know, before they're 30 years old, they've lost the money. And it could be, I don't know the, you know, specifically the reason, but it could be this, because you haven't really, let's say, conditioned your own ability to be with that level of wealth. And this is really
absolutely
urgent. So we went to Palm Beach, and we stayed at a very good five-star hotel on Worth Avenue. Anyone who knows of Palm Beach or Worth Avenue, it's one of the wealthiest areas in the entire world. Have you ever been there, David?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Right. So you know what I'm talking about, right? So I thought, well, here's a good examination. So we did, like, exercises I call recreations, you know, recreate the distinction in your life, the distinction resonance. So I said, okay, we're going to have lunch, and then everybody go and walk on Worth Avenue and just start to go in these stores and see how you feel when you walk into an antique shop where, you know, the tables are $40,000. And the idea or the clothing is, you know, something maybe not. It wasn't the idea that just because you want to make $10 million in your business, David, that you're going to be living that level of lifestyle. That wasn't the point. But the point was to see, and people did, you know, they'd walk in a store and cringe. Or are you, you know, intimidated when you go into a high-priced restaurant? Mm-hmm. So this was the practice, and this was completely mind-blowing for people, David, because they got it at a visceral level that they literally were uncomfortable with these amounts of money that they aspired to be generated.
Wow. Okay, Diane, you know what? We have like 2 minutes left, but I just want to mention something. Do you remember Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach?
Yes.
So, you know, we all sit in our chairs and we look at the 150-foot yachts and we look at all this stuff and we go, I want one of those. But what you're saying is that when the person actually goes, stands on the yacht, looks at the $50,000 table, that energy doesn't resonate. They don't feel worthy, possibly. A minute left. Could they not feel worthy? And then really quickly, what do we do to shift that?
Okay, the reason doesn't matter. All you have to see from this is a quantum thinking way of saying it. The reason is irrelevant. You'll never get to it anyway, the source of it. All you have to see is, oh, this is what I'm resonating. That's a sort of a habitual resonance. It's not the truth. It's not anything fixed. What is my intent now? And instead of saying, my intent is that I'm comfortable with $10 million, you would say it like this. I am absolutely delighted with my relationship with money. And you see, David, that is leaving it open.
Right.
And it's the context that you're choosing to live from. It's no more the truth, like an absolute, that I'm delighted with my money or I'm not delighted with my money. You know, I'm upset with my money. But the point is, from a quantum worldview perspective, from the nature of reality, that we can live from the glass half empty or half full. It's a contextual choice. It's saying, you know what? I can just as easily live from the intent that I am very happy with my relationship with money and the way that it's unfolding and getting better and better. And what that opens up is a new resonant field.
Diane, we're going to have to run, but DianeCollins.com with two N's, the name of the book, Do You Quantum Think? Diane, I'm so sorry we got a race. I love you. Say hi to your husband. I'm David Essel. TalkDavid.com. Stay there. Did you know that in just 3 hours, your life can be radically changed? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. Every month, we offer a low-cost, three-hour seminar that you can join from anywhere in the USA for only $27. Our life-changing topics range from financial freedom to love and relationships, as well as our motivational seminar, Change Your Life Now. Visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com right now and sign up for only $27.